buddy, Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing well wherever you're hearing this. Great to have a little bit of time with you today. Hope you've enjoyed some recent episodes. Hope you're doing okay. Still a tumultuous time in the world. Still so much uncertainty. I think you've got to be very conscious at the moment, don't you? If you really want to get through this season, you don't want to sleep through it. You just don't want to sleepwalk through it. A lot of us are making changes in work and that sort of stuff. So let's accept that all throughout history, there's been challenging seasons and we are an amazing species. I've said it many times. We are an incredible species. We adapt. I was saying to Karen yesterday that we have to remember that the peace, the relative peace that we have experienced since 1945, since the end of the Second World War, has no real historical precedent. So a period of relative peace that long, you know, running from 1945 relatively up to now without any major global wars. Now, I know we've had all sorts of stuff over those years. We've had the Cold War. We've had, economic crises. We've had lots of different stuff happen. But surprisingly, I don't know if it feels this way to you, but this sort of long time of peace that we've had is a little bit unusual. So we don't want to be too negative and worrying about the future, but let's realize that the world is going through a period of change. So we want to be learning. We want to be switched on. We want to be growing. I've been doing the podcasting and a whole bunch of other stuff, but some of you know I got accepted into the Oxford Business School and have been doing some postgrad work there, which has been really good. So keep alert. Keep looking around for what life is inviting you to consider. Remember, I talked about that last week. You know, life is always questioning us. Anybody that, of course, has read Viktor Frankl's work, Man's Search for Meaning, knows that that was his great thesis, that what most people assume is suffering and terrible and awful, he would say is life questioning us. Perspective, such a powerful thing, isn't it? Because if you're going through a difficulty financially, relationally, your health, it can be so easy to go, this is just terrible, this is the worst thing ever, life's never going to be the same. Whereas you can also flip the same experience around and say, well, what's happening here? What are the opportunities in this difficult, dark season? Very easy to say, but I'd like to say, you know, I've got some credibility after the accident last year where I was able to kind of go, okay, what's happening here? What's the invitation? And find the good in the difficult times. You know, what I went through in the hospital, in many episodes I've talked about, you know, just amazing to witness the support of so many incredible people, you know, Karen's incredible support and capacity. So even through that dark time, you can find some positives in there. So if you're listening to this right now and COVID's knocking you around, well, those difficulties are also going to shape you and strengthen you in ways that you may not realize right now. I often say that when we're going through difficult seasons of suffering, the pleasure, the joy, the wisdom comes later. It doesn't come at the time. So we got to go the distance, right? We got to go the distance. We've got to stay the course. Now, what I want to do in this short episode is I want to share with you a great quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great American metaphysical writer and poet, one of the great American writers. What we're going to talk about in this short quote is the importance of being yourself. Now, I want to talk about that because I am convinced that in our rapid news cycle and social media world, so many of us are getting bogged down in this FOMO, fear of missing out. But just this comparison, right, this endless sense that maybe if we looked like this person or maybe if we had what this person had or, you know, our life would be materially better. I remember years ago listening to Anthony Robbins talk about this, you know, because he was coaching billionaires and he tells this great story of coaching this billionaire who was just utterly depressed, just miserable, just hated their life. And he unpacked it and it was like, you know, this person had huge problems in relationships. So literally having billions of dollars, because don't so many people think that, well, I would be happy if my financial problems were completely solved. You know, so many people feel that, look, and let's not minimize the importance of being in a good place in terms of finance, but there's this magical thinking that if we just had this or just had that, we'd be happy. And Robbins was able to say, look, this person had billions. They could go anywhere, do anything, buy anything, but they were still deeply unhappy. Now, I'm sure there's some really happy billionaires out there. That'd be the sweet spot, wouldn't it? To be a billionaire and be really happy. But my point is that the social media stuff, just this obsession that, and I know you're listening to me denying that you experience this, because what happens is we go, yes, you're right, Jonathan. All these other people using social media, but I don't feel that way. Okay. Well, you know, as you know, I deleted every social media account about 6 months ago. And, you know, Karen often says to me, she goes, do you regret it? And I'm like, you know what? Not for a second. I have not looked back. And people say, what about business? What about... I'm going, yeah, nah, just don't miss it. So I think what happens is this pressure to compare ourselves. You know, have you ever heard me quote this before? I have a famous quote, favorite quote from the 14th century philosopher John Duns Scotus, who famously said, every human comparison is essentially diabolical. So to say it more directly, he said, every human comparison is essentially satanic, which means what? He's like, every way in which we compare ourselves to another person is evil. Why? Because he believes that we're created perfectly. And if you're a parent, you know this. If your kid gets all hung up on, beats themselves up about not being this, as a parent, you get frustrated. You want to help them. You're like, no, you're just awesome how you are. You're created this way. So that quote from Duns Scotus is basically saying that we're created to be who we are. And if we go through our life, and especially through social media, being obsessed with having something else or being something else, it's kind of like sticking the middle finger up at the universe and saying, well, you know, you screwed up. If I had this person's looks, talent, height, hair, capacity, fame, then everything would be okay. Friends, we've got to play the hands we've been given, right? So anyway, it's a bit of a divergence. Let's get on to this quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Listen carefully. He says this, insist on yourself, never imitate. Your own gift you can present every moment with the cumulative force of a whole life's cultivation. But of the adopted talent of another, you have only an extemporaneous half possession. That which each can do best, none but his maker can teach him. That's some good stuff in there. Now, I'm going to read it one more time in a sec, but the thesis here is that you got to be you, because you've had a lot of practice being you, and that's all you have. You know, he says here, the cumulative force of a whole life's cultivation. You've had your whole life so far to get used to being you, but if we try to be somebody else or want what somebody else has, we've only got a very limited exposure to that. So we're going to spend time trying to be something that we're not. That which each can do best, none but his maker can teach him. So here it is again. Insist on yourself. Never imitate. Your own gift you can only present. You can present every moment with the cumulative force of a whole life's cultivation. But of the adopted talent of another, you have only an extemporaneous half possession. That which each can do best, none but their maker can teach them. That which each can do best. So what you can do best is utterly unique to you. Maybe you don't feel that way right now, but you know, I'm just so convinced that we're all created with particular abilities, capacities, and gifts. And the danger of our cultural moment is that we reject it and we spend time wanting to be fundamentally different. You know, this quote is another quote credited to Oscar Wilde, who said, you know, be yourself. Everybody else is taken. I mean, Oscar Wilde was suffered a fair bit actually for being himself. But that's a great quote. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Everyone else is doing them. You do you. Another favorite quote I had was from the American writer John Eldridge, whose mentor said to him one day, they were having a conversation and John Eldridge was, you know, sort of complaining about how difficult it was just to be himself and to, for people to accept it. And his mentor said to him, he said, John, you know, let people feel the full force of your personality and let them deal with it. Let people feel the full force of your personality and let them deal with it. You know, when I was coming into the studio, I was thinking, we've all met people in life, haven't we, who are very blunt and they say exactly what they think, but the upside is what? Where you always know where you stand, right? Or they're not going to sugarcoat it. And I think secretly we actually like people like that. We could be a little nervous around them, but you know, when you really know that somebody's just going to be direct and they're not there to be your best friend, they're just there to tell it out like it is, you know, and they're okay with other people just dealing with the full force of their own personality, I think there's something in that. So, summary, friends, I've covered a fair bit of ground here, but we have to be who we are. We have to live the gifts that we've been given, and we have to avoid being someone else. So, are you doing that? I'm really convinced. I don't want to get on a crusade here, but I just think that the whole rapid shift into the social media landscape and its compenetration of the news cycle, like so much of our news cycle now is literally driven by Twitter posts. So we're a culture that's becoming obsessed with other people's lives. You know, years ago I read a very high-end theological piece about drama. And the original idea of drama was dramatis personae, right? That from the Greeks, which is that we are moral beings wrestling with great moral questions. You look at, you know, Greek classical Greek theatre, the dramatis personae, the drama was the drama, the moral dramas taking place in people's lives and the interplay between humanity and the gods and the drama of existence. And this article that I read, this essay that I read, sort of posed the thesis that we have forgotten the drama of our own lives. We've forgotten the great internal cosmological drama, the forces of good and evil wrestling in our own souls, selfishness and altruism and the desire to love or the desire to be selfish. Like, all these forces are playing out in our lives, but so many of us are focusing on everybody else's life. So friends, come back to yourself. Come back to the giftedness that's in you, and the things that you're here to do, and the things that bring you joy and bless other people, and just get into the business of you doing you. All right, we have very limited experience with other people's lives, so being someone else, we're not going to execute that strategy too well. We're going to execute the strategy of being ourselves much more effectively because we've had a lot more practice. That's it from me. Get out of here. Go be yourself. All right, now, doesn't mean be obnoxious, okay? It doesn't mean you can just walk around in your underwear and just yell at people. That's not okay, all right? It's not okay. But you can be authentic. You can. All right, make sure you've subscribed, all right? If you haven't done that, what have I got to do? What have I got to do, huh? Come on, subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Share this with some people. Everything else is on the website, friends, jonathandoyle.co.co. Reach out if you need any help coaching-wise, business-wise. You can find me on the website, jonathandoyle.co. God bless you, friends. This has been The Daily Podcast. My name's Jonathan Doyle, and we're going to have another message for you tomorrow.